Now, wanted to mention the very latest situation with regards to what's happening in Gaza this morning, as Hamas has handed over the remaining Israeli hostages to the Red Cross. Donald Trump has declared the war is over. He's going to be speaking to the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, in the next number of hours. The Israeli military have confirmed that Hamas has handed over a second group of surviving hostages, 13 of them, to the Red Cross in Gaza on Monday, completing the release of all 20 living captives. US President Donald Trump has said Hamas would comply with the plan to disarm as he arrived in Israel's parliament to deliver an address on Monday. So if that's the case, that's a fairly big development. That was going to be one of the big major stumbling blocks in terms of disarmament. And for all the pomp and ceremony and all the flags flying and all the Air Force One flying in, there are serious questions as to what happens now for Palestinians, and people are a bit critical of the fact that there's not much input from them. We'll see. He has said, speaking to reporters on Air Force One after landing, he said, I would be proud to see it. I know it so well without visiting. I would actually like to do it. He'd be proud to visit Gaza, he's talking about here. I'd like to put my feet on it at least, but I think it's going to be a great miracle over the coming decades to rebuild it. And as you know, if you go too fast, it's not going to be good. You have to do it at the right speed. Everybody's happy. Everyone is unified. The war is over. So there you go. The European Union, we're learning this morning, will resume its monitoring mission on the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas said on Monday, securing peace in Gaza will be extraordinarily complex, she said in a post on X. The EU stands by, ready to do its part. On Wednesday, it will restart a civilian mission to monitor the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt. So that's where things stand at the moment. What's your view on what's playing out here? You might get in touch with us on the programme, on the show. With me on the line, I've got Luke Myers, who's with the Kerry Friends of Palestine group, who we've talked to before about the crisis as it unfolded over the last number of years. Luke, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Morning, Jerry. Thanks so much for having us.
Now, look, what's your response as to what is happening? Do you believe President Donald Trump when he says the war is over?
I suppose we're happy that there's a ceasefire, but we're a small bit concerned. In honesty, myself personally, I don't really believe Donald Trump. I kind of feel that, firstly, there was no kind of real Palestinian input in the ceasefire talks, and I feel that's, you need both sides there to have a good input, a good talk, and a good agreement. I suppose I'm concerned for all the thousands of innocent people that are on the ground in Gaza. There's no hospitals left. There's no schools left. Do you know, there's no healthcare left. They haven't been able to get baby formula in or anything. So I'd say I really need to see the more aid get in and a proper healthcare system set up. Do you know, there's so much that needs to be done for the poor people, the innocent people that have been suffering over these 2 years, over this genocide. And we really need more work. The ceasefire is the bare minimum that we should be doing, do you know? And I kind of feel that it's terrible to say, but it's comical that Israel and America have drawn up this peace agreement when I feel that they're the ones that have killed all these people, all these innocent people in Gaza.
Well, yeah, look, let's make no bones about it on the outside, and let's talk about what's really going on here. On the one hand, brilliant, positive ceasefire, yeah. Hostages handed yeah. back, yeah. Palestinian detainees and the people from Gaza who were in Israeli prisons being transferred, aid getting into there. That's all the positive. But you look at the geopolitics yeah. of this, the realpolitik of it, and you see this has been confected. Like, this never would have happened if there was a Democrat in the White House. Benjamin Netanyahu handed this to Donald Trump as in to say, yeah, after I've done all the destruction and the killing in Gaza, now we're going to deliver a peace for the area so he can look good and we can all look good. Yeah. And it is still light and scant on detail. But do you have to balance those two things up, Luke, and say, look, we are where we are. At least we do have a ceasefire. As confected as all it might be, as engineered as all it might be, and you could argue, look, that this is Joe Biden's peace plan that could have been accepted a year ago or 2 years ago, by Netanyahu, but he wanted it the other way and is handing it out to Donald Trump.
No, I'm absolutely happy that we have a peace plan and a ceasefire. But I suppose I myself, I'm a bit cynical. I look at it from another point of view as well. Like, I suppose, why did this murder start in the first place? And there have been recent reports now about the natural resources that are under Gaza. So there's 1.58 million barrels of oil, and there's 1.4 trillion cubic feet of gas underneath Gaza and the Gaza territorial waters. I suppose we need to look at that as maybe a possibility that it was all about natural resources all along by the US and the Israelis, you know. And I just kind of think it's comical now that they want to bring in Tony Blair, a British man, to help govern Gaza, quote unquote. You know, it's not more than 100 years ago that the Black and Tans and the auxiliaries went from Ireland, from Kerry, all the way back to Palestine to try and, quote unquote, control the native population there, similar to what they did here. You know, it was horrible. But I suppose it is good news in one way, but I'm cautiously concerned, you know.
The bigger question is what happens now to Gaza?
Yes.
And what happens to the occupied territories? How will it be rebuilt? What sort of a say will... And that question, and Donald Trump has said it now, he says a lot of things in terms of media interviews that some of it doesn't turn out to actually be true or happen the way he says it will happen. He's saying Hamas has agreed to give up all arms. So that's one of the requirements for what would need to happen here. But again, that's a big question, I would imagine, as to whether that will happen.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Whether or not. And hopefully everyone will give up all their arms, and hopefully there will be no more military personnel in Gaza, and the people can go on living their lives, and we can get medical aid in. We can get all the Palestinian hostages back to Palestine, like the doctors and nurses who were kidnapped from Al Shifa Hospital, Dr. Hassan Abu Shafia. He was the manager of Al Shifa Hospital, and he got kidnapped, and he's still in detention. He's got no trial, and there's over 10,000 Palestinians in Israeli prisons that have not received a trial, and 500 of them are children. So we just need, I'd love to see no more fighting, no more military in Gaza, and have the people go to some form of democratic election and have there be peace, you know?
Yeah. Luke, finally, look, I know members of your organisation and other Palestinian support groups across the country have been holding vigils and protests every week for the last number of years. Will that all come to an end now?
Oh, it absolutely won't. I think we probably need to keep ramping up the vigils and the protests and the fundraising in Kerry so that we can get more aid into Gaza. Like there was already before October 7th, before the assault on Gaza, there was aid getting in. People in Gaza need aid because Israel control the borders and they only allow a certain amount of food and medical supplies in. So the people of Gaza really depend on that international humanitarian aid to get in. So I think we'll be always advocating for peace and fundraising for Palestine to get the aid in. We've got 12 vigils every week down here in Kerry. So that'll show you how much people in Kerry really care about Palestine. We've got new fundraisers coming up now in Killorglin in November. We've got a pub quiz, and we've got a gig for Gaza coming up. That's a Radio Kerry exclusive for you. And we really need to do more, I think, you know.
Okay, Luke, listen, that's where we're going to leave it. My thanks to you for giving us your views.
Thank you so much.
Morning. That's Luke Myers there on the line, just reacting to the unfolding breaking news and developments there in Israel and in Gaza of hostages. All the living hostages have now been returned. 2,000 or so Palestinian prisoners are making their way back to Gaza. Aid trucks are getting in. Donald Trump has declared the war is over and that Hamas are going to hand up their arms. And they'll move on from there. He's going to be addressing the Israeli parliament in the next couple of hours. That's Luke Myers there, who volunteers at Kerry Friends of Palestine. If you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch.